You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
The word is taint analysis. Spelled T as in tarnish, A as in adulterate, I as in infect, N as in nasty, T as in trace, and analysis for study. Definition: the process of software engineers checking for the flow of user input in application code to determine if unanticipated input can affect program execution in malicious ways. Example sentence: taint analysis is a useful technique for a security audit for an application's attack surface. Origin and context: all user input can be dangerous if it's not properly checked. Think buffer overflows and SQL injection. Taint analysis, a static source code review technique, identifies all user data elements and follows them through the application to make sure they get sanitized before the programmer does anything with them. On the hacker side, with a technique called fuzzing, researchers throw random input at applications to see if they can get them to crash. If they can, that input mechanism and the functions that support it are places the hacker can focus to find vulnerabilities for future exploitation. Taint analysis helps reduce the probability that fuzzing will work and hacking techniques like buffer overflow and SQL injection are neutralized. Nerd reference: according to David Kalat at law.com, Elias Levy, co-founder of the company Security Focus, published the famous paper Smashing the Stack for Fun and Profit in 1996 under his hacker name Aleph1. The paper was a recipe for how to create buffer overflow situations in code. The United States Air Force had identified the potential for buffer overflow attacks as far back as 1972, but it wasn't until Smashing the Stack came out that the hacker community adopted the buffer overflow technique as a standard tool in their utility belt.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.